to ask Jonathan to come up and introduce himself. Tell us a bit about who he is, what he's done, and anything else that comes to mind.
Okay, this is a bit I hadn't really prepared for. So, so if you have any questions, I don't know if this is a way of checking to see I'm bona fide and okay to come here on this weekend. If it is, I'm all right with that. I'm quite an open book. And I hope to get to know you a bit over the weekend. But if you've got any questions that you want to ask me at this point, then I'm really happy to answer any. But I'll try and give you as brief a bit about my background as I can. I was brought up in a Christian family, which I thought was a disadvantage for my life until I was probably late teens or something like that. I was somebody who, even though I was brought up in what some of you might have heard of, the Brethren Assembly tradition. This is in Coventry. I have very loving parents, have an older brother and a younger sister. I call it a disadvantage because at school it was so embarrassing to let on if we were a Christian. So I kept it quiet and I didn't tell anybody at all. It was going to be embarrassing if I let anybody know, because you get the mickey take. I don't know if anyone else was the same, but you get the mickey taken out of you at my school back in Coventry. It was an all-boys school as well. Also, my mother was German, and I kept that quiet as well. And I feel really embarrassed about it now. But in those days, this is back in the 70s, people would do German accents a lot and kind of Heil Hitler salutes and things like that to anything that was considered German. So I kept that quiet, very embarrassed about that now. My parents were both Christians. My dad was from a non-Christian family and was saved at a Billy Graham campaign in, that's going back a bit, isn't it, at Wembley Stadium back in the 50s. My mum was from a Christian family. She's from quite a long line of Christians in Germany, theologians and missionaries and so on. Anyway, so I gave my life to the Lord when I was about seven, under the guidance of my mum and dad, and also the Sunday school that I belonged to. And it didn't really mean much to me until I was about 17, which was when I decided to get baptized and when I started to take things a little bit more seriously. So I think that's about my upbringing. I think I don't have this kind of miraculous conversion story. Does anybody know anybody who was saved from a hard life of drugs and all of that kind of thing? Sometimes you hear these stories, don't you? And Lisa's granddad actually said to me, and I didn't have that. I didn't have this kind of miraculous story. And he reminded me that every conversion, every salvation is a miracle in itself. And I'm thankful to God. I'm 56 now. I'm thankful to God for the miracle of his keeping and keeping me in his grip. So fast forward a bit, I feel like my wife should be with me, really, because I don't really feel I should be on my own anymore. Lisa is my wife. We've been married for coming up to 28 years. Is that right? Okay. Yeah, I think it's coming up, 1997, and it was December, so it was, coming up 28 years. We have three children. Our eldest is 26, a boy called Joseph, and then we have a son called Theo, he's 22, and then with us this weekend, we have a big gap, and then we have a little girl called Taya. Actually, I will say that's not quite right. We don't have a massive gap because we did have a little boy called Levi, and he only lived with us for 2 days, and we had to say goodbye to him. We were told during Lisa's pregnancy that he wasn't going to make it, so that was a really tough time for us. We lived in Coventry for the first couple of years of our marriage, moved to Bristol, where we then started going to Alma Road in Clifton, the church, and then we moved across to Ireland. And we actually ended up running a centre very similar to this in a certain kind of feel. It would host church weekends, but also lots of student groups and family camps and all sorts. We didn't have a swimming pool though, but we were right next to the sea in Ireland. So any Irish people in the crowd tonight? In the room? No Irish people? No. All right, anybody with an Irish passport count, surely. We got one person? Where from? Oh, okay, whereabouts in Southern Ireland? Tallow. Okay, I think it's in the middle of the country, isn't it, maybe? Near Cork, is it? Okay, right down at the bottom. Okay, we lived in County Wicklow. It was just south of Dublin for 17 years, and we managed a Christian retreat centre until nearly 4 years ago. Sadly, the charity decided to sell the centre shortly after COVID, and I was made redundant. We're now back in Bristol, and we are living in Winscombe, which is not far from Cheddar, which is where Lisa's mum lives, and we're renting a bungalow in her garden. So I think that's kind of a bit of a summary. Is there any questions came to mind while saying that? Or anything that you wanted to add, Lise, that I... Go on. No? No. Yes, well, we were at Alma, and the last year has been a bit of an upset year for us. I don't know if any of you were here, were at Hebron in August when I spoke, but I mentioned a little bit about my journey last year where I had a serious health thing. I had to have open heart surgery, so we've been a bit all over the place. But for the most part, we go along to Cheddar Baptist Church, which is only 10 minutes away from us, and where Taya is happily settled in a small Sunday school, has good friends there. So, yeah. Anything else that I missed, or anything else? Go, Angela.
What's your favourite Bible verse?
Ooh, favourite Bible verse. I think over the last few years, I think I've always appreciated nature, and I always feel happiest in nature. And over the past few years, even more so, I think. So I like the verse in Psalm 19, which is that the heavens declare the glory of the work of the glory of God. Yeah, that's probably my. I wouldn't say it's a favorite forever. It will probably change. But actually, you now know my password for getting onto my computer. Psalm 191, 19:1. So, yeah. Anything else? Like I say, I'm an open book, and I don't mind any kind of questions. I'm very.
Favorite biscuit.
Oh, favorite biscuit. Fox's Golden Crunch Creams. Yeah. Anybody else go for that one? Too sweet? No. No? Not possible to have too sweet. I think that's my favorite. I do have a middle name, and it's Andreas, which is a German variation of Andrew. My uncle was called Andreas, and I was named after him. But when at school, I told everyone else it was Andrew, because again, I didn't want to reveal my German heritage. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, three with a German parent. Yeah, I think in the Germans and the English are quite close cousins. According to Jeremy Paxman, who wrote that history of the English, he said, "Well, we're kind of German in a way." Or is that right? Jonathan's got all that knowledge. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you like to spend your free time?
Oh, spend my free time. Well, until last year, I would love to. Until I. Had my health problem. I used to love walking the dog. Sadly, the dog has died now as well. We had a Springer Spaniel, the best breed, for 14 years. Now I like to read a bit, and I like to paint as well. So I generally like to do landscapey kind of stuff or, like Bob Ross, yeah. He's quite interesting. Now, actually, we did a Bob Ross painting night one time for a birthday party where we all brought a canvas. Have you everybody heard of Bob Ross? He's the really gentle, yeah, he's got fuzzy hair, a gentle American who guides you through in this idea of a landscape. Yeah.
Have you got secret talent?
A secret talent?
Yes, you
have. Have I? I didn't. Okay, yeah, it was a little... I don't know if that's a talent. You might think I'm an... Is it an idiot savant or whatever they call it? You know what day you were born? So if you tell... Hang on, I'm a bit rusty. Oh, no, and I'm going to be on the spot. All right, what was the date, your date of birth, if you don't mind sharing? Oh. Oh, 10th of September, 61. Yeah. I've only got one guess. I'm guessing a Sunday. Yeah. Oh, that was close. And actually, that was pretty fast for me. It normally takes me a bit longer if you're going to ask me when what day you were born. Google's much quicker than I. you'll be better at this one, yeah.
Keep it brief.
And I'll correct the bits.
I'll keep it brief. We actually met on a Christian weekend, so yeah. But what the bit that John loves to say is that I already had a boyfriend. So we didn't actually... We met on the weekend and we instantly realised we had a lot to talk about.
He wasn't there.
No, the boyfriend wasn't there. But actually, what was kind of quite lovely is that we took each other's addresses, because that was the day before mobile phones, and we wrote for 2 years, and I still have the letters. And Jonathan actually also writes poetry, mostly for us or for himself. But... yeah, so that was quite special. We each actually dated someone else in between as well, even though we were writing letters, and then gradually realised that actually, yeah, we'd like to spend time together. The other piece that Jonathan loved to say is that we'd been dating, so we've got a 5-year age gap. He is older, I hope that was obvious.
They were all wondering which way.
But... As Jonathan was feeling more serious about the relationship, I was feeling a little unsure. And so he'd already had some time away. He'd done some time in Italy doing some mission work for a few months, and I'd always felt I wanted to go and do some kind of mission abroad. So and I didn't want to get married until I felt like I'd really had my time to kind of figure out if it was definitely the Lord's will. So... I wrote to some mission hospitals. I was trained as a nurse and made a plan to go to Zambia for 6 months. So Jonathan was really happy for me to do that, but there was a caveat, and that he said to me, if you don't know whether you want to marry me by the time you come back, you'll never see me again. And now, thankfully, we wrote letters. We continued to write letters. We were... and he didn't come and visit me because I really wanted that time away with God. And so I had that amazing time to do some... In fact, God changed me and worked in me. And that was far more beneficial, I think, than what I was able to contribute in that setting. But came back and got engaged the next day.
Another bit she didn't tell you about... when we very first met on that weekend, we weren't going out or anything, but even the fact that Lisa had a long chat with me, and her boyfriend found out about it, and as a result, has anybody been to Wells? Yeah, so you know the Bishop's Palace. He decided to push her in the moat. So, which he did actually fully clothed a wintry night. Yeah. He's now a primary school head teacher. True story. Oh dear. Any other questions or no? Okay. What's next on the list then?
Thank you very much, Jonathan. And we're going to look forward to hearing more from Jonathan. But that's just a chance for us to know. And it sounds like he's open for questions. So if you think of anything else, then do go along and ask him. And I expect he'll be circulating around anyway. Now, we're going to have a little bit of activity when we're going to interact. It doesn't matter if you're doing it with people you know. I'm not going to make you mix up. But we need to be in not more than five groups because I've only got five activity sets. So that looks like a group. We could be a group. You guys could be a group. You guys, you can either be a small group or you could come and join in with some other people. Oh, it's Phil as well. And we'll need a bit of spare space in front of you, like a clear table to put some things down. Oh, that's great. We've got a couple more people. That's going to be perfect. We can spin round and be a group together. That can be ours. Guys can be a group there. Oh, perfect. I thought it might work out. There we are. Oh, we are on the big table after all. There we are. And that's yours.
I'll be back.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Yeah, we can just sit on the floor here. So this is an activity that we actually did on our Soul Journey course. So anybody who is on the Soul Journey course, of which I think there is at least, well, if you count me, at least three others, Lisa, Linda, Imogen, and Will sort of vicariously, we did this the first week, and I thought it worked really well. It really helped people to talk together, and I thought it was a good thing for us to do together now because it also will give you confidence that if we run this course again, then maybe you will feel more confident in inviting someone along because you'll know the sort of thing that we do. Because it was a great way of engaging people in conversation. When you open your packet, you can put all the cards out on your table. They are road signs. You don't need to be able to see them all particularly, and you don't need to know what they all mean. It's not a test. They can mean whatever you want them to mean. But unlike on the road, obviously. And what you need to do is look at them and see whether one of them speaks to you about where you feel you are in your life at the moment. You can count it in your life generally, in your spiritual life. Is there one there, or perhaps more than one? We found when we did it that people picked two or three of ones that spoke to them about where they felt they were. Now, you can either pick it up, because there are quite a lot there, or you can just have it in your mind, and when it's your turn to speak, you can point to it or pick it up then. And then we'll have a chance then in the groups. You're just going to share in your group. I'm not going to get anybody to come out and speak and tell everyone from the front. Just share which card you chose and why it was it spoke to you about where you feel you are in your life at the moment. Some of them are like you might feel you're at a dead end, you're in a tunnel, you might feel you're full speed ahead on the motorway, you might feel two things at once, crossroads. There's all sorts of different signs and symbols there. So once you have an idea, then Rachel, got a question? Well, you could choose one for each if you like and then say why you feel they're different. It's really just a chance for us to... The idea is that this is where we're starting from. This is where we are now. And the only place you can start from is here, isn't it? So let's just take a look around and see where we are now. Where am I? Where are you in life, in your spiritual life? Try and be honest with yourself. And if you can, then you can speak it out and share something of where you are and share with each other just to see, you know, where are we starting from? When we come in tomorrow, what are we bringing with us? Is that good? Okay, I think several of the groups have got somebody in it who've done this before. And so if you can, you could help the group to guide through and pick it up and share. So do start when you feel you can. We're not too bad, actually. We've caught up a bit on time. So let's just have a chance to each of us share in the group. And since everybody might speak for a couple of minutes, we can have 10 minutes to do this. So that's fine. We'll keep going till like 9:15. While we are just talking, because I can hear there's lots of good talking going on, one other follow-on from this, now that we've all had a chance to see where we are, just if you can think this far ahead, or if, you know, thinking where you are now has helped you to think about looking forward from where we're going next, see whether there's a road sign on there which you would like to be looking at when you leave this weekend. What sign would you like to see on the road ahead of you this weekend? And perhaps you can share it. And just because we're going to be finishing off in a few minutes, we're all very tired, maybe somebody in the group or in pairs, you could just pray for God's blessing on your group and pray for God's Spirit to help you move into the place where that is the road sign that you'll be seeing. And then when we finish, because we can just go at our own speed and finish when we like in a minute, I think there is going to be, there's drinks and I think there's hot chocolate that we can help ourselves to somewhere. Rachel Stone might know about that. So let's just have a chance to think where we want to be, finish off together in a way where we're like offering what we are this weekend. God, please take me to the place where I'm seeing the road sign that you want me to see. And this is the one that I have in mind. And maybe they're the same, maybe they're not, maybe God will change your mind. But it's just a way of us bringing our journey under the view and the observation of God this evening. And let's commit it in prayer to us all. In fact, I'm just going to do that now before we start. God, thank you for helping to show us through these where we are now. And as we reflect on it and on our lives, we want to see perhaps up ahead the goal. But to get there, we just need to see the next step, God. Help us to see the next step on this road so that we can move towards the road sign that we hope to see. Maybe it's, you know, we want to know the one way that we should be going. We want to know the way to stop going around in circles and be moving in your direction. We want to be on a road that's level. And we want to see you at the end of it. Thank you, God, that you are the light at the end of every tunnel. And we pray that you'll be with us this weekend as we go for sleeping later and refreshment, and that you will be in our conversation and in our times together. Amen. Amen. We'll just have a little look and see what you have and what thoughts it inspires for you before we break up to go for our evening, whatever we'd like to do.